Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to continue to take your calls. And after Adam Kokesh leaves us here at the bottom of the hour, I'll continue with calls. And the open announcement of global government and global taxes, Obama's Economic Council head calling for it. Hillary is calling for peace troops to invade Syria like they invaded and dropped love bombs over Libya so Al-Qaeda could take control. That's all coming up. But right now, let's go to Jacob in Indiana. And he's watching us on PrisonPlanet.tv. Jacob, welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
I just wanted to bring up a few things. I'm a big Ron Paul supporter, and actually we're starting a rally in Northwest Indiana and Chicago area on the 25th, I think. And I just wanted to bring up a point about that milk that you were talking about, the raw milk.
Yes, sir.
And how bad regular milk is.
Yes.
I went on this diet where I didn't drink any milk for like months. And then I went off of it, and I started drinking regular milk again, and I couldn't believe how sick it was making me feel.
Well, I've had medical doctors on, I've had scientists on, I've had old-time farmers and dairy people on. So-called homogenized milk that has been cooked, is nothing but a trans fat cheese that clogs your arteries. It is not milk. See, they ban real milk and then bring in their counterfeit and then call everybody extremists who want real milk while the elite are obsessed with real milk. That's the only reason they haven't shut down the few pockets of it is because the elite all drink it. And they know the Queen of England, all of them. And because it's milk. It's not raw milk. It's milk. And then the stuff you're given is not milk. It is pasteurized, homogenized, boiled garbage because they're feeding you feces and blood and pus. But you can't do that with real milk. If there's anything in it, you can't get away with it. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, and then I just wanted to point that out and, you know, tell you that I've experienced it firsthand. Like, it's not, you know, something that, oh, you drink milk and you just feel fine. But and then I wanted to bring up all this crap about, Ron Paul always, you know, coming in force and all these polls and everything. Whenever I talk to anybody, you know, anybody at all, they you know, love Ron Paul unless they're just, you know, one of these sheeple that's like,
There's no doubt Ron Paul is the winner. They're stealing it from him. And I didn't say this 4 years ago. I said there's some cheating going on in New Hampshire and other areas, you know, so he's in fourth place instead of second like he should be. But he's not the front runner. Ron Paul is now the front runner. We've done an analysis, and they're stealing it from him. It's what the criminals do. They're known criminals that lie continually and have been caught in election fraud perpetually. We'd be idiots not to know they're doing it, and then all the evidence is there. Look at how they gamed the debates and gamed the coverage and told you he couldn't win. And now they can't be proven wrong because you're not listening to them. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just all ridiculous. I just wanted to know if there's any, like, films or anything that you have that, you know, would show a good, you know, thing about Ron Paul, that have you put together any films that would be, like, a quick that you could show people that maybe necessarily don't know all about Ron Paul? Or what would you suggest?
Yeah, there's a video we're about to play coming out of break and the audio. There's a whole series of these ads. In fact, I'll get the titles of these ads. If you guys could get that off the Ron Paul website for me, that'd be awesome. And we'll give you the name of the ad. We posted it at Infowars.com as well last week when it first came out. But there's a whole bunch of great ads. I would just go to the Ron Paul official website or YouTube page and get, you know, the ads that you think are most effective and send them to people. And they're refreshing because you've never seen political ads like this. Because it's about the Constitution. It's about America and what made the country great. It's about just being decent people again. But no, we can't have that. We've got to be an empire run by a bunch of psycho eugenicist globalists. All right. Speaking of Ron Paul, one of his big supporters, talk show host, Marine Corps veteran of Vietnam, Adam Kokesh, coming up. He's got a veterans march planned. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number 1 reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Kokesh here in just a moment. I agree with Adam's point and the point that many others have made. The fact that Ron Paul consistently has gotten 70%+ of all presidential donations for Republicans and Obama combined, and we're going to show you a video graph of that in a moment, really illustrates that the military's awake and are good patriots compared to the average American. They're more informed about what's going on. I have to say that's what it conclusively shows, A. And B, it fits into all the other evidence we've got. The most bumper stickers, the number one Twitters, the Google search terms, winning the straw polls, winning the scientific polls, winning the internet polls, having the biggest crowds, everyone I know, everywhere I go, Ron Paul, Ron Paul, Ron Paul. But the establishment saying he can't win, he can't win, he can't win, and engage in all sorts of chicanery. And when one state's got 2% reporting, 98% of the vote's not in, they say Mitt Romney wins. And now Ron Paul's come out and said there are anomalies, it looks like fraud, we're contesting Maine. Yeah, and there was total fraud confirmed 3 weeks after Paul didn't contest it in Iowa. And there was fraud, of course, in Nevada. Because they can't have him winning, because then he'd get the nomination, he'd win. But no, he is the nominee. He is our president. He is. He would beat Obama. Hands down. They've got Gallup polls on that. The polls always show he'd be winning, but magically something happens. Remember that Republican Fox News correspondent on the radio in Ames saying, don't worry, I've talked to the insiders. He's not going to be allowed to win. And on record, they just didn't allow the calls to be called in. And then Karl Rove and others met and bragged that they decided Santorum would be above Paul and that it would go to Mitt Romney. And they're so arrogant, they tell you that. Now, here is an ad that I think is one of the best ones I've seen, Adherence to the Oath, and we've got it posted up at Infowars.com, but that's the name of this new ad running. And then we'll go to Adam Kokesh, who's organizing a big rally of veterans there in D.C. to point out they support Ron Paul and hopefully break this hoax that Ron Paul doesn't have military support. You notice during the debates and in the media, they keep saying, military doesn't like you because you're against all these wars. When it's the exact opposite, and they know it. It's all part of their hatred of the American people and their disdain and their hubris, chutzpah, arrogant, over-the-top deception. Like Hitler said, the bigger the lie, the better, because the more people will believe it. And once you buy into something so big, you don't want to admit you've been conned later. Here is that video.
We were brought up loving our country and our Constitution. That in the United States of America, we were free. And that's an attitude that we've tried to instill in our children. I met my wife while in the Air Force. I was a combat pilot in Vietnam. I served in Desert Storm as a commander. When I graduated from the academy, I took the oath of office. And as a commander, I administered that oath to many people. Now I wonder about the understanding people have of our Constitution, and I think about our candidates for President of the United States. It's interesting to see the support Ron Paul gets from the military, and if we think back to the code of conduct and people raising their right hand that they were going to support and defend the Constitution of the United States, why would those same people support in great numbers Ron Paul? I think it's because they know that he supports the Constitution of the United States. It doesn't mean you have to go to war to do it. It means you have to understand what the Constitution is and be a supporter inside of your own country, whether you're in the military or not, of that Constitution and make the United States strong. And Ron Paul does that. That's his feeling. That's his thrust. And that's why if you look at the percentages that support him and the military, it's huge. Why is that? Because they've raised their right hands and they're putting their lives on the line for us here in the United States. And they know that Ron Paul does the same.
Okay, so get that video out to everybody. Now going to Adam Kokesh. Radio talk show host, TV host, investigative reporter, United States Marine Corps veteran of the Iraq War, where he was a corporal. And he joins us now. He's organizing a march for veterans supporting Ron Paul. The headline is Ron Paul is the choice of the troops. March on the White House and then I guess to the Capitol. Very, very exciting. Get this out to everybody, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, I know we've already posted it, but I want to repost. Ask one of the web guys to repost this bulletin to the front page of Infowars.com. Adam, I think that's a pretty powerful ad that the Revolution Pack put out. They're doing a great job for Ron Paul. Tell us why you're organizing this event and when it is and how folks can get involved.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for having me on, Alex, and giving me the opportunity to promote this to your audience, because I know it's something that you care so much about. And I know it's something that they care about. And I know that there are a lot of veterans and active duty troops who listen to your show who are also inspired by the message of liberty that Ron Paul shares. And that's why we're doing this, because Ron Paul is the choice of the troops. That's the name of the event. That's the message we're trying to get across. Because if this were true about any other candidate, this inconvenient little fact that he's got more campaign contributions from active duty troops than all others put together, as far as the media is concerned, the race would be over, and whoever they could say that about would have the nomination clinched, but if it's Ron Paul and they don't understand why, they're going to sweep that fact under the rug instead. And it's not despite his foreign policy. It's not, well, the Constitution, but, you know, at least Ron Paul is a veteran. No, it's because of the foreign policy that the troops overwhelmingly support Ron Paul. It's because of a constitutional, non-interventionist foreign policy. But it's really for the same reasons that any other American votes a particular way or really does anything. We're not such a distinct subculture that we're not also creatures of pragmatism. And when you're the ones with your lives on the line, when you're the ones who have to face the combat and have to face that reality and want a commander-in-chief who's going to be decisive, who's going to put America's security interests first, who is only going to send you into harm's way with a clear moral imperative, or as Ron Paul would call it, a constitutional declaration of war, you're kind of motivated to do the research, to do the homework, to look behind the illusions of the mainstream media, to see why is it that all of these other candidates are supporting this globalist foreign policy. Why are they supporting a policy that would make me a tool of the globalists? And that really inspires the troops to support Ron Paul. And while we have this beautiful statistic as to how much the active duty support him because they list their employers when they donate to the presidential campaign, we're having this event in part to show that there's a similar parallel of support within the veterans community. But also, we're inviting active duty to join us. And we have a lot of guys from active duty that are joining us for this event, which is very exciting because we're creating an opportunity for active duty troops and veterans within their communities to reach out to each other and talk to each other about the message of Ron Paul and talk to each other about why we need to have a moral imperative and some real principle behind our foreign policy. So at noon next Monday on President's Day, we are going to be rallying at the Sylvan Theater at the base of the Washington Monument. We're going to have a series of speakers based on who has done the best job promoting this event through our YouTube video contest. So the message of this event, beyond Ron Paul is the choice of the troops, is really going to be defined by the participants. We're very excited to see that we've had over 20 video entries already, and people are really jumping on board with this to support it because it's an event that people were waiting to happen. So at 2 o'clock, 1400 hours, we're going to be forming up in a full military formation on 15th Street, facing towards Constitution Avenue, and stepping off towards the White House. Everyone in formation will be required to present proof of service, but we also invite family members and of service members to march behind us and for supporters to line the route and to be with us at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue when we form up again in front of the White House to do an about-face and turn our backs on the president in a repudiation of his foreign policy, the foreign policy of imperialism, of globalism, of using the troops as cannon fodder, or as Henry Kissinger so famously referred to us as, dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy. And after turning our backs on the White House, we are going to hold a flag-folding ceremony and hold a hand salute for as many seconds as troops have died both abroad and by suicide since Obama took office. And it's going to be over half an hour. It's going to be a long salute. And it's going to be a pretty dramatic visual that we hope the mainstream media can't ignore. And if they do, they do so at their own peril. Because to ignore the troops is to ignore a voice that the American people hold so dear. And as all military regulations regarding free speech have been designed to keep the troops quiet, to keep voices of dissent silent, to keep the troops serving only as pretty backdrops for presidential speeches, or when Ben Bernanke wants to go down to Fort Hood and use the troops as political pawns, as backdrops for his economic schemes, well, we're saying no more, not anymore. The voice of the troops will be heard, the voice of the veterans will be heard, and it will be made clear to the American people that Ron Paul is the choice of the troops on Monday, February 20th, President's Day. We really encourage people to get involved, and like I said, I'm so grateful for the opportunity.
Are you kidding? We're grateful for the work you're doing and all the veterans and currently serving active duty that are going to be out there. And again, it won't matter if the dinosaur corporate whore media, traitor media, globalist sellout media isn't there, Adam. The real media that's exploding is going to be there. Yep. That's why the system's rushing in, trying to start censoring us. We've just had some new behind-the-scenes attempts at censoring. I'll be announcing that later in the week or next week. But we're all under attack because we're over the target. And as that ad I played earlier said, we need to defend the Constitution here, all of us, veterans, Americans, anybody who loves liberty. But your idea is genius, to force out the fact that 70%+ of the troops support Ron Paul and that there's a hoax covering that up. Because if that fact gets out there, to the general public. They'll even see the media cover up to a greater extent. And I want to get your take after the break, too. Do you agree that clearly he's the front runner? If you look at all the polls and stuff, they're just cheating Ron Paul. We'll be right back with Adam Kokesh.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven-figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
IRS, the three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-798-7085. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A+ Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-798-7085. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-798-7085. Again, that's 800-798-7085. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a 9. So fine.
All right, what we're going to do is, this is important. I've linked to it in the last few days, but I got Kurt Nemo doing a big article about this, too, with all the links to Adam Kokesh's website, to the Facebook where it's being promoted, and also to the video, Adherence to the Oath, that I think is the best Ron Paul ad out there, bar none, put out by Revolution Pack. You got to give Gary Franchi credit. I mean, he's another example of people that take action, don't infight, and cover real issues can do. Most other people just get tied up in knots by Cass Sunstein cognitive dissonance type stuff. Look at him now producing better TV ads than the Ron Paul campaign is. Really getting the truth out and having a big effect. And that's why MSNBC and other trader groups, other foreign groups, not really traders, they represent foreign banks. So I guess they're not traders. They're just occupiers, are freaking out about and demonizing him for. Adam, overall, what do you think about, obviously, the point I'm making that this is the Achilles heel here, this hoax that the troops don't support Ron Paul when it's the opposite?
It's so important to put it in their face that Ron Paul is the choice of the troops and come out with the numbers that make it undeniable to show that. I mean, I would challenge any other candidates to have a veterans organization to show this kind of support for them, to host an event like this and turn out the numbers that we're going to turn out. But that's why it's so critical, Alex, exactly because of what you just stated, that this is the most inconvenient fact about Ron Paul to the establishment. Let's put that in their faces. Let's take the most difficult thing for them to accept and force them to acknowledge that this is what the troops are seeing and that this is what the troops want. Now, when I first had this idea, this vision, I want to thank Nathan Cox, a co-founder of Veterans for Ron Paul, for helping me out with this event. But when we put this idea together, we thought if we just had a platoon-sized element, if we just had 40 guys and gals in this march, it would create the right visual, it would work. And we floated the idea around online a few different places and saw that the reaction in the Ron Paul community and the movement was just overwhelming.
No, it's got to be huge.
Yeah. No, we're going to, like, my goal is, you know, it's the last week we've got.
Well, if you have a good formation up front that goes, or a whole bunch of formations, it'll really look good.
Oh, no. Like I said, we got less than a week to go, so it's really this critical crunch time right now, and any help that people can give us getting the word out or donating to support the cause to help get some veterans that can't afford to travel, we really appreciate it. And the place to do that is adamversustheman.com/VFRP, Veterans for Ron Paul. But I'm pretty confident we're going to have about 500 veterans there, at least at this point. We've got 1,500 RSVP'd on Facebook. We're getting a lot of emails from active duty guys saying, well, you know, I can't quite put my name on this thing, but I'll be there with my whole squad. I mean, it's really incredible.
Yeah, there should be a lot more than 500. You need to get all the motorcycle veterans groups that, you know, are usually worshiping whatever Republicans around. They need to get out there and support Ron Paul. There needs to be 100,000 people. But regardless, it certainly illustrates the type of support Ron Paul has. Now, shifting gears, clearly now looking at all the evidence, Ron Paul's the front runner. They're stealing the election from him. He doesn't want to look like a sore loser or a bad sport, but finally he's coming out and saying they're going to contest Maine. Adam, what's your view? You've been involved in congressional races and things. What's your view of what's going on?
Well, I'm not surprised at all that this is happening and that they're cheating around the edges and doing what it takes. I don't think it's the kind of widespread fraud, because I saw this in, and I don't mean to say that it's not having the full impact of what widespread fraud might be, but just that it's not so necessary when you have a system that so favors the establishment in the very process of determining who's going to be the nominee. And I saw this firsthand in Iowa, watching polls there, I actually made sure that one more vote was counted for Michelle Bachmann when she was under-tallied at that event. And that was the mistake. And it's just amazing to see how easy it is to get these mistakes. And I mean, I don't know if it's that Republican establishment, you know, party hack volunteers don't know how to count. I don't think that's always the case, but that it's such a muddled process. It's such an untransparent process. It's a process where the whims of local party officials hold way more sway than they're supposed to, or that we would hope they would. And it's not just necessarily the fraud, but even the way that the system is set up to favor those in the establishment to be able to tilt the contest in their
Yeah,
in
the
their
system
direction.
Itself has become twisted and gamed and tilted. I want to do a few more minutes with you, then I'm going to your calls, folks, and getting to that world government news that Obama's calling for. But Adam, stay there. I want to get your take as a veteran and as a libertarian, your view on the upcoming Iran war, the upcoming peace invasion by the UN of Syria. I mean, when is this going to end? The NDAA, SOPA, everything we talked about is now coming true. It is just wild. I want to get your take on that straight ahead. We'll be right back, folks. Spread the word. InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
CBS newscast where the women, just like the old women in New York, were saying, hey, they take us behind closed doors and take our clothes off, take our diapers off. Some of them 90 plus years old, scream at us. And the TSA said, we're not doing that. Kind of like they said, we're not groping small children or going in their diapers, caught on video hundreds of times. We're going to stop that now. Never stop. There's no radiation from the scanners. Get caught lying. On and on and on. And the incredible proclivity for crime. Well, who do you think on average is going to want a job bullying innocent people all day and sticking your hands down people's pants? I had a guy trying to grope me at the Vegas airport, and I said, first off, those gloves are filthy. How long you had those on? Oh, I've had them on about an hour. You've been searching people for an hour. How long you going to wear those? Oh, why are you wearing gloves then? Oh, to protect you, you fat slob. Not me. Gonna walk through your MRSA and athlete's foot. Okay, I'm ranting. That's coming up. And I'm gonna get to this world tax, world government announcement. First, it's Ban Ki-moon last week. Now it's Obama. But it doesn't exist. The Southern Poverty Law Center will write a big report on you and say you're dangerous and send alerts out to law enforcement if you're a real American. Well, sorry, game over. I talked to the military. I talked to the police. They're all starting to wake up. They still got some goons and idiots in the police force here and there, but we are gaining the momentum. That's why the system's panicking. We're going back to Adam Kokesh to get his take on all this here in just a moment. We're carrying a lot of new books on the online video / apparel store at InfoWars.com. We're selling a whole combo pack of different InfoWars.com bumper stickers. Got a lot of new ones in, color stickers, you name it, at cost. And we have stencils so you can spray paint your barn or car, big 3-foot stencils at cost, $6 a piece. It's all available at InfoWars.com. And then we have things we make a profit off of, like, well, we're running until the end of the month. All 18 of my films and Jason Burmes' film, Invisible Empires, 70%+ off. $99.95 would be normally $380. Okay, we do make a small profit on that. You get a free citizen rule book and bumper stickers, an In the Fed bumper sticker too. And your purchase supports the show. You want to meet like-minded people? Buy some InfoWars.com t-shirts. Put an InfoWars.com bumper sticker on your car. Whatever you do, don't stick them on government buildings or globalist propaganda outlets. You know, we shouldn't do that. Just roll over and take the vaccines immediately. Okay, being serious here, ladies and gentlemen, we've also got Bloodlines Illuminati available. We've also got John Wesley Rawls' new book by popular demand. He's on, I think, what is it, Thursday? That's available. It's all available at InfoWars.com. And don't forget, you can still get tickets where I'm going to give a speech and premiere a 30-minute documentary this Sunday in Dallas. Find out more and showtimes and location at InfoWars.com/events. But now, without further ado, going back to Adam Kokesh. Adam.
Thank you, Alex.
It's all coming true. I mean, we were the kooks to warn about using the military on the streets. It's happening. NDAA, police state. All of it, world government being announced. I mean, it's crazy, Adam.
Well, that's why it's so important to have an event like this, the Ron Paul is the Choice of the Troops March, to be able to create a way to reach out to guys on active duty, because when it comes to that, we have to ensure that they know that they're still human beings. This is why the work of Oath Keepers is so important, ensuring that they honor their oath rather than their illegal orders. But, Alex, if I may, for just a minute, I have one more important announcement about this event coming up, because we have an incredible lineup for the after party of musicians, the cream of the crop of the musical talent of the freedom movement, who support the troops, who support Ron Paul. And we're going to have Amy Allen, Jordan Page, Golden State with your good friend James Grundler. Shout out to him for stepping up for this. And Rebel Inc. But we also have an exciting last-minute addition. Michael Graves, the former Misfits frontman, came out on Adam vs. the Man just last week to announce that he's endorsing Ron Paul and will be performing for us at this event. So the website is March 2, WhiteHouse.com. And we're going to be selling these tickets out. So if people want to get in on this, get in now.
No, but you're not going to have Danzig there from the Misfits.
No. Well, he's, you know, if you look at his politics, it's a little scarier. I'm much more excited to have someone who's woken up on our side.
It's awesome. It's incredible what's happening. And I wasn't making fun of that lead singer. I was just acting trendy that I know who the original lead singer was. See, I'm trendy, Adam. Extremely trendy.
Well, you know, one of the things that I realize is that a lot of these celebrities who are coming out and saying, well, I support Ron Paul here or there, you know, and they're kind of anxious about it. A lot of it's, you know, we can say things like, well, they, you know, they don't want to compromise their sales. They're afraid of being political and polarizing and alienating people. But, you know, we saw Kelly Clarkson do a tweet for Ron Paul that spiked her sales through the roof. And, you know, that's really incredible to see that we have a movement that is such an economic force, as I'm sure you know with your massive listening base. But, you know, that they're lacking the confidence. A lot of them, you know, you and I take it for granted as people that are steeped with backgrounds in politics and current events that, well, yeah, of course they should be coming out and advocating for Ron Paul and get you leveraging their celebrity and getting out and talking to everybody they can and yada, 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 and everything we would hope and dream for them to do. But a lot of them don't have the confidence and the background to be able to say, stand behind their beliefs and articulate them clearly. And one of the things I've learned is that as activists, we can do a lot to help them out. And you know, as you know, with your your personal friendship with Charlie Sheen and that effort there. You know, I hope that's ongoing and that he's able to do more for the cause. But at least we've got these five incredible headliners coming out for this event.
I agree with you. But people say, well, Charlie Sheen's got all this wild stuff in his background. That isn't the point. It brings massive attention to something. And in the media, that is key. Now, Adam, I want to get your perspective, though, on the Iran situation.
Sure.
I talked to Ed Asner, speaking of celebrities yesterday, and he was saying that he's talked to Navy SEALs and gave me their names and numbers and info, that they're saying, they're talking to current SEALs, that there is a false flag staged terror attack in the works to be blamed on Iran.
It doesn't surprise me at all, Alex. But, you know, I have an offer for you if you're interested. I'll let you respond off the air. But I'm trying to organize a trip to Iran, and I'd like to have an opportunity as a journalist, if you want to call me that, to show the American people all of the shared humanity that we have with the people of Iran and let them see what we stand to lose by not stopping this war from happening, by not letting the globalists have their way and convince us that to have another war that's obviously not in the best interest of anybody involved except those that fund it from both sides. So if that's of interest to you and you'd like to have a correspondent in Iran, I'd love to work with you. But I do think it's very scary to see that this is just kind of plodding along, that we've seen this since the Bush years, that all of these forces have been pushing us in this direction. You know, the CIA pulled the rug out from underneath George Bush the second when he was trying to get people riled up about Iran. And it's amazing to see that no matter how much truth you show people, that they still fall for this war propaganda. I mean, why do they do war propaganda? Because it works. And that's what's so sad about the human condition today. But it's because of journalists like yourself that we're able to fight back. We're able to change that. And I'm really hopeful. You know, I take the long view of human history, and I see the power of the internet coming into play like never before. I see the ability for people to tune into your show online, to get Infowars.com and everything that's so key there, and to see the counterpoints to that propaganda. So I'm very anxious, and I want to be on the side of the counter propaganda, and you know, I'd really appreciate your help if you're interested in getting involved. But being able to show that counter narrative, being able to show that there's a common humanity between the people of the United States and Iran is it's hard to deny. It's hard to deny. It's easy if you watch the mainstream media. It's easy if you just, you know, like Thomas Jefferson said, if you are a man who reads the newspapers and are less educated than someone who reads nothing at all. If you just get that mainstream message, it's really easy to forget that. And
I agree. And I mean, as you were saying, though,
humanization.
Exactly. But as you were saying, I mean, the wages of this are enslavement. They're going to use these new wars to clamp down on our freedoms even more. I mean, here is the foreign policy review. Clinton gave a speech yesterday saying we need Assad's consent to put troops in Syria. The UN is now saying they may listen to the Arab League and basically invade. There's already special forces reportedly advising Wahhabist al-Qaeda. I mean, what do you make of the admission that al-Qaeda, real al-Qaeda, has been given Libya? They're now being given areas of Syria. They've thrown their old dictator out, Assad, and put another military dictatorship in Egypt. I mean, this is crazy to see al-Qaeda openly working for NATO.
Crazy. You're the last person I would expect to call that crazy, considering your familiarity with the history of al-Qaeda, Alex, that you would be surprised that our government is making enemies, deliberately setting them up, and then saying, whoops, sorry about that. Our meddling led to more American enemies that we now have to create more wars to go and vanquish. I mean, come on, you know, Alex, you know that this is all part of the setup.
Sure, but I'm saying what's crazy, to be clear, is that, and I'm glad you point that out, what is crazy, Adam, is that they're openly using al-Qaeda, working for the globalists. Yes, I know they created them and they work for them, while still saying TSA's got to grope your wife and daughter because of al-Qaeda, and then now al-Qaeda, who we knew worked for them, openly works for them. It's crazy how dumb they think we are.
Yes, that is what's crazy, and that is that. If that doesn't get you fired up, if that doesn't make you want to repost this video, if that doesn't make you want to bring another listener to Alex Jones, if that doesn't make you want to wake somebody else up and pull them out of the mainstream media hypnosis, I don't know what does. When you see when you listen to that, the result is death. When you tune out, we can save lives. Simply in the act of tuning out, simply in the act of accepting a different take on reality, a more honest take on reality, a direct take on reality that's not trying to deceive you into doing anything that supports this globalism that we're seeing. And so I just like this what you're saying. My only conclusion that I would throw back at you is, you know, you got to listen to people like yourself. You got to listen to the Alex Jones Show. You got to check out Adam versus the Man. Although I'm not doing the same thing exactly as Alex. You got to make sure that you're unplugged from that mainstream.
Well, all of us are helping to accelerate the awakening, including our own awakenings. Adam, we're going to be talking to you again on the Nightly News tomorrow night, and we're going to write a big article about the march and the event. Everybody who wants to march on the White House peacefully, get there, be there. We are the media. Upload it all to the web, to all the BitTorrents and YouTube. We are the media. We don't even really care if the corporate whores don't show up. That just makes them that much more illegitimate. More and more they're dying. Adam, thank you so much.
Thanks. March2WhiteHouse.com. You can get the details of the event and where to buy tickets for the after party. Thank you so much, Alex.
You bet. March2WhiteHouse.com. Very exciting. All right, there goes Adam. Now, look, I got a bunch of calls, people that are holding, people like Nichols and Val and Marty and Jay and Dan. I'm going to get to you. We're going to have Kaiser on at the 8 after, you know, second segment of the next hour. But I need to go ahead and get to this news, because we're so close to Agenda 21 and global corporate governance and corporatocracy and all this that we tend to not cover it when it finally goes mainstream, when we're validated and just confirmed to be absolutely on target yet again. But here's Kurt Nimmo's article about it. Obama's CFR, Economic Council Director, calls for global tax. And if you think he spoke incorrectly, Politico links to it. So does Fact Check and others. And they were talking about global tax, global government, and are calling for all of it. Davos called for it. Ban Ki-moon last week, head of the UN, called for it. That's Kurt Nimmo's article on that. Here is Weekly Standard, also has a similar headline. White House Economic Advisor, we need a global minimum tax. And then dovetailing with that, UN may get global carbon tax on air travel to avert trade war. Now, because the Chinese are refusing to be part of it, the Financial Times of London and others are reporting that, oh, they'll just get a global agreement on the global tax that they just called for. They use a problem and our reaction as the solution. They've also got new bills out to track everything you're doing in real time. It's already going on, but they want to just legalize it. That's out of the Montreal Gazette. Bill provokes privacy fears, net cell phone police could probe without warrant. I mean, it's all happening. Tyranny is moving in every nation right now as it's global corporate standardization. But these reports about his economic council director saying global minimum tax, a global government to standardize taxes at one level and have a global tax on top of it, all out in the open right now. And so next time you're a police officer and they call you into the briefing room and are reading to you ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center anti-American garbage, you'll stand up and go, well, here's the Associated Press calling for global government. What is this? Break the trance. Stop letting the traitors that have hijacked the country turn you against the American people. I mean, it's coming down to it. When they start staging terror attacks, that could be any time if we don't get the word out, they're going to start trying to clamp down on the press. The globalists are going for broke. Let's go to this clip. Here it is. Here's the economic advisor calling for the global minimum tax.
He supports corporate tax reform that would reduce expenditures and loopholes, lower rates for people investing and creating jobs in the U.S., do so further for manufacturing, and that we need to, as we have the Buffett rule and the individual tax reform, we need a global minimum tax so that people have the assurance that nobody is escaping doing their fair share as part of a race to the bottom or having our tax code actually subsidize and facilitate people moving their funds to tax havens.
All right, let's stop right there.
We will say.
It goes on and on the full clips at InfoWars.com. Get it out to everybody. The globalists set up the system where the mega rich are exempt. They set up the system for tax incentives to move jobs overseas. They set up on record the entire system they're discussing, and globalism, which is the race to the bottom. Doesn't even build up China, who is the bottom. Doesn't build up Mexico, who's close to the bottom. it drives those wages down in the aggregate as well. It's about a consolidation of power, transferring out of the free market through crony inside deals into a corporate fascist managed Agenda 21 sustainable global grid, in their own words, a post-industrial world, a post-family world. Then they sick the social workers on you when you're out of work and take your kids. This is the stated plan in their documents. So they're now going to save you from the globalism they've created with a global authority to set global minimum taxes and raise taxes on the rich. The problem is the ultra-rich will still be exempt. They mean sick them on business owners, millionaires, people making a couple hundred thousand dollars a year that actually keep the economy going. It's always the ultra-rich sicking the government on their competition. And that's what the Buffett rule does. That's what this global minimum tax. They say in the OECD, that's the model of this, that was the group, that the corporation that was set up to take over Europe during Reconstruction, during the Marshall Plan. It's the model of taking over regions and bankrupting them. That's what the EU is an expansion of the Marshall Plan. They say the French model of 87% taxes in one form or another is the global model. 87%. And a little bit of chicken feed you get, there's strings attached to how you can spend that under carbon rules.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Okay, I'm going to take some calls on the next little short segment. Max Kaiser's then coming on, and we'll continue with calls while he's with us for those that are patiently holding. But you know, last week the FDA came out and said they want to start regulating sugar as if it's a poison, but then they're going to let you have aspartame and bisphenol A and melamine and fluoride, all the real poisons. Now, I'm not saying raw sugar is good for you. A lot of it's obviously bad. Like, I'm not going to drink this Mexican Coke that's absolutely delicious, and I'm lusting after it right now. The guys went to a local Mexican barbecue chicken joint that's just awesome, a million times better than some big chain that soaks their meat in MSG. And they always get these Mexican Cokes that taste like Coke did when I was a kid. But that's another example of people demanding quality and it displacing the corn syrup crud, high fructose corn syrup. Many areas of Austin now, you can't even go in a convenience store and find the modern crud Coke. The Mexican Coke has displaced everything. Just like we voted with our dollars and demanded organic food. The thing is about this Mexican place we go to is it's barbecued, charcoal barbecued, awesome, no preservatives on it, healthy, tastes a million times better than Kentucky Fried Chicken soaked in MSG that gives you a headache for a week or Popeyes or churches or whatever the case is, and costs less for quality fresh food made. Now, America used to have stuff like this. Just Mexico's still old-fashioned in some respects, so we have to go and get everything from Mexico because they haven't gotten around to poisoning that culture completely yet when it comes to those areas. We need to go back to Americana, back to what was good. Their hamburgers are good, too, but I'm on this diet, so I'm just eating the chicken. I feel good, too, not eating as much because I'm taking my Tangy Tangerine. And by the way, incredible products, InfoWarsTeam.com. You want to find the best mineral vitamin combo supplements like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Rebound, and others. Check them out and support us when you do it at InfoWarsTeam.com. Believe me, just check it out. Now, here's my next little piece. I already covered it some, and I said I would get into it more detail in this hour. It's from CBS News. Our report is up on DrudgeReport.com right now as well. TSA forces woman to use naked body scanner three times because of a cute figure. Let's go ahead and play part of that clip. And, of course, the TSA will deny it, but they've already been caught doing stuff like this before. If you're good-looking and you're a guy, and it's women sometimes they naked body you and laugh about it, that's on record. And if you're a girl and there's guys and they like it, they naked body scan you. Here's part of that clip.
F11 News investigation, a North Texas woman is angry and embarrassed about the way she says TSA agents treated her at DFW Airport. She says she was repeatedly asked to step into the body scanning machine.
And now she believes the focus of her screening had nothing to do with national security. CBS 11's Ginger Allen dug into TSA records and understand that you have found a pattern of complaints.
I did. You know, TSA has a policy of randomly selecting people for extra screening. But some travelers believe there is nothing random about the way they were picked. They're complaining that agents are hand-selecting certain women for voyeuristic reasons.
I feel like I was standing there fully exposed for some guys in a back room watching on a video camera.
Ellen Terrell of Dallas is a mother.
They wanted a nice good look.
A wife.
Getting a good look and then doing it again two more times.
And possibly a victim of sexual discrimination.
All right, that's enough.
You call this.
Folks, it's all sexual assault. You know, they say in Denver, women can't fly now because they can't get enough female TSA agents. That's Denver Post. They're saying, yes, if we don't have female screeners to grope you, you can't fly now because you're a terrorist. You're all terrorists. You're the American people. We work for foreign banks. We're actually the terrorists, but we're going to call you terrorists and teach you to feel guilty. And they're saying, well, we don't have any women here today. You can't fly. They're just like, get out of here, sweet cakes. Well, I mean, would it be okay for a man to rape a man? I mean, I don't want anybody grabbing me or my family, you scumbag, Phil.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.